Suffolk and call 403. Hey, how you doing, my little nuggets? Clutters here with your weekly blast of fresh musical air. This week we've got Shades of Blue with Something for the Purist and a couple of tracks that lead the blues off in rather interesting directions. Whilst it was a total delight to have Codge on the show last week, this week it's just you, me and a bunch of really interesting music. Starting in Switzerland. So how, I'm sure you're asking, can that possibly be from Switzerland? Because it's Yarrow Milko and the Cubalcanics, which is a really difficult name to say, let alone read. It's actually a solo project by guitarist Yarrow Milko, and the band is from Basel in Switzerland, and was founded at the end of 2010, bringing together musicians from, well, the whole general Balkan reggae Latin jazz scene in Switzerland. Which I didn't even realise was there. Well, I knew Switzerland was there, but not the jazz scene with the Latin and the reggae and the Balkan. But it sounds really interesting. Eastern European gypsy music meets Cumbria and Musica Cubana. So instrumentals interspersed with songs on this particular album. It's a cracking album. It's on the Asphalt Tangle Tango label. I had a track from them on, was it last week, week before? And yeah, really interesting stuff. The album is called Cigarros Explosivos, and that's going to be released at the end of March. So a little while to wait for that one, but I'm pretty confident we're going to be hearing another track or two of that before the end of March. Five-piece band, yeah, rather fine. Find out more about them on their Facebook, which is all the Facebook stuff then, and the Cubalcanics. And Asphalt Tango is just how it's said, really. Asphalt-tango.de. Well, I'll put the links in the show notes, of course, as always, at suffolkandcool.com.
Suffolk and Cool, probably the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world.
I mentioned a couple of weeks ago or more that I'd had the great pleasure of going to the theatre, darling. Yes. And not really that sort of theatre at all. It was a production by Eastern Angles, which is a smashing regional theatre company that do really interesting stuff. And each year they put on a really good, fun Christmas show. And this year it was kind of an improbable tale of shenanigans and kerfuffles on the Suffolk coast, entailing the cousins of the other Brontes. It's called The Brontes of Dunwich Heath and Cliff, and it was just delightful. Unscrupulous property developers, 19th century hang gliders and bigamy. It was, in all, a very clever romp of a show, which really showed off the talents, particularly the musical talents, of the entire cast. Meeting the said cast after the show revealed that Sophie Reed, who plays Mad Cath, has a fledgling career in music. As you'd expect, I checked it out, of course, and was really impressed with what I heard and saw. Although she's primarily a pianist by training, she's recently been converted to the ukulele, a fine and underrated instrument, if you ask me. And she's pulling some songs together for an album sometime. In the meantime, there's a massive diversity of offerings on her SoundCloud page. One of the tracks is this one. So it's called Madison.
You won't quit while you're ahead. You just infect all my skies. You got me knee deep. I'm covered in sleep. You won't give to me. You would rather I stayed up and made you 10 cups of tea. And I do dream of you, though I can never remember what happened. No, it's true, I love you, and I don't know quite how it all happened. Well, are you happy now? I muddle around, not sure of my days, 'cause your persistent malevolent charm acts as a personal plague. And does it make you smile that I beguile from dawn until dusk? Well, of course, my dear, you're crooked, I fear your laughter is husky. And I do dream of you, though I can never remember what happened. No, it's true, I love you, and I don't know quite how it a total disgrace, I hush with my kiss. You got my hands tied with feminine pride, and I thought I was a feminist. And worst of all, your angelic soul has bought on my friends. They won't let me let you go. Guess we're stuck to the end. And I do dream of you, though I can never remember what happened. No, it's true, I love. And I do, I love you, and I think of never been bedded, jewel to my eye, silhouetted by my hair beneath an electric sky. And I was never sure of want before that stud in your ear. I was never sure of love before, but now it's all clear, and I do dream of you.
Sophie Reid and Madison. Such a delightful woman and such a fabulous voice. Her vocal range is absolutely astounding. But what really tips her into the realms of those that are seriously worth listening to, for me, is her ability to communicate. Way too many singers simply don't seem to recognise that whilst they may be singing the song, there's an audience to reach. They project their performance no further than the microphone, thus leaving the audience merely listening rather than properly engaging. Take a look, if you will, at the video that I'm going to put in the show notes for a track called Walking Song. There is a performance that doesn't just get to the camera, it passes straight through and into the head of the viewer. I don't know if it's a skill, an attitude, or a technique, but whatever it is, it's hugely to Sophie's benefit. Have a look anyway, and by all means, have a look at her Facebook page, which she is simply Sophie Reid, R-E-I-D. And also, you can catch out some more of her music on SoundCloud. I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. She's got a variety of stuff on there, from standards such as The Way You Look Tonight to a Freddie King blues recorded live at a gig in Brighton. So I think she's definitely going to be somebody to see if we can check out and catch up with at the Great Escape this May. So, yeah, listen out for more. I had some seriously good news come through today. That's that Grammatic, who I've played more than just a very few times on the show over the last few months, has come up with a new album. And it's available for free download through BitTorrent. That's the only slight drawback. I'm never sure. Is BitTorrent safe these days? I don't know. I risked it. The whole album came down beautifully, and it's all here. So, yeah, I guess it's okay. Naive, I should say. It's an absolute masterclass of an album. Through each individual track, he harmonises elements of soul and blues with rock and hip-hop by way of dubstep and electro, and all the way back again. And he does so DJing with live musicians. The guitar and DJing working together is something to be seen. And if you do download the album, there's actually a couple of videos included in the downloads. So have a good old gander at that. It's rather good. If you don't like using BitTorrent, you can also get it on iTunes. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Anyway, let's have a listen to a track. This is Torture featuring Eric Krasno. I think Jan Mixendorp might appreciate this one. We'll be right back. Oh, wow, about that. An enormous amount of bottom end on that. Fantastic. Track called Torture, featuring the work of Eric Krasno from Grammatic, who's a New York-based DJ. And you can get that on, as I mentioned, on BitTorrent. I'll put a link for that into the show notes and also a link to the iTunes as well. I think probably the iTunes ones you'd have to pay for. That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah, the album's called The Age of Reason, and it's after a year hiatus of from full length of the release. He's come back with a 15-track album, and he's going to be taking the album out on the road, but not just for a little while. He's I think one of the headline performances at the Red Rocks Festival at on May 17th. Which will include a 10-piece funk band called Lettuce, following low-temp label mates X-Mag, Branks and Gibbs. So, yeah, tickets that are on sale, I think now. Yes, they are. Yes, they were pre-sale release for fan club members, and the general admission tickets are on sale as from this last Saturday. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well in case you can get to any of those gigs. Find out more about Grammatic, of course, at grammatic.net, G-R-A-M-A-T-I-K. And yes, of course, you'll find them on all the usual social network sites. And whilst we're in a bit of a bluesy vein, how about something that's a bit closer to the traditional real thing? Jennifer Magnus has been around for a while. She's primarily known as an interpreter of other people's songs, but on a new album, she's co-written three wonderful autobiographical songs. She comments that writing songs is laying out her experiences for everyone to see, and that's another level of vulnerability. So let's have a listen to one of those three autobiographical songs. I Won't Cry.
The harder the words, the colder the night, the closer the hand, the sharper the knife, the tighter I hold on, the further you seem to fly. I get cut and I might bleed, but I won't cry. The bigger the love, the blacker the bruise, the less that you give, the more I could use. The longer stops. Once more I'll just hold on until I get strength. I might bleed, but I won't cry. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry.
Such a talent, such a heart. Jennifer Magnus, and a track of hers called I Won't Cry. And that's off her most recent album, which actually is a 2012 release called Stronger For It. And in fact, that particular track won the Blues Song of the Year for 2013, I think was what it's won. Pretty sure. It's all over the front of her website, of course. Why not? And you'll find that at Jennifer Magnus. That's J-A-N-I-V-A. magnews.com. And just by way of a little bonus for you, I'm going to put a video in the show notes for you of another track on the album, which is Tom Waits' Make It Rain. That is really well worth a watch. So get over to Suffolk and Cool and check it out. Now, if you like music and you like people, I've got to tell you, I've got some news for you, particularly if you're an artist. Over 1,400 artists, musicians, swarmed over various New York City venues last October. Fortunately, there were thousands of music fans and industry figures there too for CMJ, so it made it all worthwhile. And it's happening all over again this year. And if you long to be one of those up on stage, your name in lights or just scrawled on a flyer, amps buzzing, your hair swaying freely in an imagined breeze, now's your chance. Artist submissions for CMJ 2014 are now open. You can submit via Sonic Bids to be considered for this year's festival, which runs from October 21st to 25th. And there's a submission fee of $25 until Thursday, then it goes up to $35 until April 10th, when it's $45 until the submissions are closed on 25th of June. So it's best to get it done as soon as possible. You'll find out more about it. I'll put a link in the show notes to CMJ. And whether you're an artist or a musician or a music fan, it's just such a great festival to be at. It's so civilized. Steinregen Dub System is a curious amalgam of band and DJ sound system from the city of Freiburg in Germany. And they combine digital techniques, arranged with Ableton Live, and instruments played live, including trumpets, guitar, vocals, bass, percussion, accordion, and many more. The sound is a mix between Steppers Dub, Electro, Dubstep, Reggae, Jungle, and Balkan. Yeah, sounds a healthy mix. So what about the music?
We'll be right back.
Love that stuff. The amazing sound of Steenregen Dub System and a track called Menina del Serra. And that was the Pelectronica remix. And you'll find that on the LCL net label. Wonderful net label. I'll put a link that will get you directly to their page on the net label in the show notes. That since 2008, they've produced three albums. Babylon Newspaper Mixtape in 2009. One Drop Dialogues in 2010, and Roots and Leaves in 2012. They travelled through southern France, Czech Republic, Austria, Hungary and Slovakia to record the basics of the last album, Roots and Leaves. And in 2012, they travelled around France and Spain to record elements for upcoming productions. So that's interesting to hear what they come up with. Their latest offering through LCL is the album that this track was taken from, called Recycled. It's a compilation of 17 remixes made of the audio material of their previous album, Roots and Leaves, by producers all around the globe. And it's no surprise at all that Pete Koga was playing on PCP 455 last week. Fabulous. Fabulous sound. And you will find them at allthedubs.steenregen, steinregen.com. And as I say, there's a link in there to the LCL net label where you can download the album free, gratis and for nothing. Enjoy all the other tracks as well. There's lots of them.
Ever since computers picked up the handy ability to play decent sounding music, fans have overwhelmingly defaulted to
Suffolk Uncool
because it sounds pretty good.
Seth Haley was born and raised in upstate New York and operates out of a 12-foot overrun apartment in Princeton, New Jersey. His signature production style is one that's rooted in classic sci-fi sounds and analog textures, but nevertheless manages to sound utterly contemporary. On this occasion, he's operating under the name Comtruse, with this track, Subsonic, which, apart from anything else, relishes in what he describes as a particularly squelchy bass sound.
Thank you.
What's the title? Yeah, I thought it probably was. Excellent sound of Comptrues and a track called Subsonic. That's off a new album called Wave One, which isn't released yet. I think it's going to be released in a couple of weeks' time. Tour dates are scheduled from February the 11th, when he's playing Le Belmont in Montreal. And that tour takes him on a grand and rather intense anti-clockwise tour of the United States, including the West Coast, back across the South, and up to the final night at the wonderful Bowery Ballroom in New York on March 15th, with only four nights off in over a month of touring. That's one hell of a schedule. Hedy's been making on the music on the side for roughly a decade, going through pseudonyms like Toothbrushes. He's been Siren Sunday, System, Airliner, first as a DJ and currently as an excavator of softer window-fogging synthwave. And if you like the sound of that, by all means get over to his website, which is comtrues.com. And you'll find also that there's Facebook, Twitter and SoundCloud links in the show notes. These days is on the ever-interesting Ghostly International label, and my thanks to Matthew at Ghostly in Ann Arbor, Michigan, for getting that track over for me as a bit of a sneak preview for us.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Yeah, it most certainly is, and my thanks to Rich Palmer for presenting Amped this week. It's still there and available on the Amped site at musicpodcasting.org, and I think Stuart's stepping up to the plate again to present this week. There was a bit of a panic at the weekend when somebody realised, it was actually Rich, realised that there was nobody on the roster for presenting this week. So good old Stuart stepped in. He's a good man. But whatever happened to his daughter Sarah? She had a fantastic taste in music and a real enthusiasm for putting it across to folks. Oh dear, sadly missed. Insomnia Radio New York, do come back. We're going to finish off this week with a track from Din Machine, who are fronted by award-winning and critically acclaimed composer and sound artist Michael J. Schumacher, who is a Juilliard graduate and has made profound innovations in the realm of sound as art. He's had installations in places internationally, and perhaps he's best known for his Diapason Sound Art Gallery in New York City, which he founded and directed from 1996 to 2011. But he's come up with some really, really very interesting music. He began his creative path as an unbridled rock guitarist, jamming with friends and reveling in the primal pleasure of loud, aggressive music. And it's taken him years to connect those foundational, euphoric moments with the bravely artful music of his life's work. With Din Machine, he's come up with an album called Dance to Reason, which is a boldly creative piece of work. The album's signature sonics were greatly shaped by iconic iconoclast Bill Laswell, who's worked with the likes of Mick Jagger, the Ramones, Herbie Hancock, Yoko Ono, and our very own Marla Mace. Bill mixed the record and lent the band his studio with full use of his in-house engineer. We're going to have a listen to one of the more whimsical tracks on the album, Lapse. Or I presume it's pronounced that's LPSE, addresses the man-woman thing with cleverly placed TV ad samples, an arrangement arc focused on moments of sensual tension and release.
And Marcy?
Yes, Bob?
Will you www.marry me?
Excuse me?
Marry me?
Bob, I'm sorry, I don't
know. Wait, will you http://www.marry me?
Oh, ever interesting music coming out of Brooklyn, New York. That was Din Machine, and you'll find them at dinmachine.com. And that, I'm afraid, is going to have to be our lot for this week. I'm Peter Clitheroe in a very windy barn here on the east coast of England. I wish you well, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up next week. We will. Excellent. Mind out you go.